Environmental activists are into their fifth day blocking loggers' access to planned cutting in the Shumava National Park. While there has been no altercation as yet between the environmentalists from Nuti Duha and the park management, the latter is firm on cutting right now in order to stem the local bark beetle infestation. The director of the park says that for every tree it cuts, it may be saving eight others, and that another 30,000 trees are otherwise in danger. As far as the environmentalists are concerned, though, the management has no permit to cut in the primary protected zone where they have positioned themselves and are in direct breach of the law. As police and the environmental inspection investigate who is in the right, the number of protesters in the forest is swelling. As I was told by Moimir Vlashin of Nuti Duha, one of the half-dozen activists who started the protest last Friday.
Today we are 37 people here, protest against illegal cutting in the Pachipotok zone in Shumava National Park.
And what does your protest practically consist of? Are you just sitting around and blocking access to the trees?
Actually, from the beginning of our protest, no people came to our part of Shumava National Park. So we just sitting and watching and controlling this part. But we expecting that headquarters of Shumava National Park send some people for cutting very soon.
The authorities now say that you could each individually be fined 50,000 crowns. Have you heard that?
I heard something like this, but it's complete nonsense because we are here on the legal basis. This is a zone where it's possible to come in for visitors, but the park, on the other hand, is working or cutting trees on illegal basis. We sent some complaint to the environmental inspection, and we expect that environmental inspection stopped the cutting in this zone because it's really illegal.
Well, the park director, Jan Straski, says that the latest aerial views of the Shumava show that the spruce trees could actually be wiped out from the western Bohemian part of the park in only 3 years if they don't continue cutting now.
It's complete nonsense because the bark beetle and Norwegian spruce, they are two organisms which lives together for thousands and 100,000 years without man influence. And it's not a problem between Norwegian spruce and bark beetle. This is a problem between man and nature. And if the headquarters of the national park start massive cutting in the national park, they can destroy all the national park in 3 years, not the bark beetle.
What do you see as their motivation behind logging?
There are two motivations. One is money. Money which is inside the wood, inside the trunk of trees. This is the first. And the second is that for many foresters, which actually are in the Shumava National Park headquarters, in the head, there is a bark beetle as an enemy, the biggest enemy, and they want to fight. This is, I say, the forest approach to the nature, fight. But in a national park, we can't fight. We are here to see the theater of the nature, the amazing theater. I am just now in the middle of the forest, and half of trees around me are dead. But it's fantastic. It's something what everybody can see and know how it's come in the nature, inside the forest.
Well, how long are you prepared to stay there, and under what conditions will you leave?
As long as possible, because we are pretty sure that the principle of the national park is to let the nature be at least in the first, in the core zone, and this is our approach. This is the reason why we are here.
That was Moimir Vlashin of the environmental organization Nuti Duha speaking there from inside the Shumava National Park.